Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm in Dallas. I appreciate everybody at 105.3 The Fan hooking me up. So I'm in a nice studio doing Tiki and Tierney on the road. Amazing that I'm in Dallas for this. It's been quite the day here, obviously. Been quite the year. Been quite certainly the last couple of weeks. It has been very strange. There was such optimism. They came flying out of the chute. They beat some bad teams. I think we all kind of knew that. But you look at the weaponry and, you know, what's happened to them since doesn't make a lot of sense. So I'm trying to get some answers. And right now we're bringing a gentleman who knows the market incredibly well. He's part of the Cowboys broadcast team. He's an analyst. He's a former quarterback as well in the NFL. And we've had him on, Babe Laufenberg. Babe, welcome back to the show. How you doing today, buddy?
Brandon, I'm doing better than about 53 other guys that I know.
Oof, I hear you. I mean, first of all, before we get into like what's wrong and what's gone awry, just to try to move forward as a franchise, what's the first step? How do you even try to get back on track right now?
Well, you still have four games remaining. Obviously, you're still in first place in the NFC East. I understand you're 6-6. And does it look like after watching yesterday and a team that's gone 3-6 over their last nine games, does it look like a team about to make a run? And the answer would be no. But I think by definition, any team that makes a run late that's sitting there hovering around 500 or less, you know, nobody kind of sees that coming either, right?
Yep.
I'll go back. Last year, Cowboys had it. They were 3-5, and everybody wanted everybody fired and cut and released. And they go on. They win seven of their last eight and win a playoff game against Seattle. And so, and I'll go back to, you know, you, I know you're in our Dallas studios today, but your New York team, the Giants, the year they won the Super Bowl, they're a wild card team, as you know. They go to Tampa, beat Tampa. They beat Dallas and Dallas, a 13-3 Dallas team. They went to Green Bay, beat a 13-3 Green Bay team, and then beat an undefeated New England team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody saw that coming, right? When they went down to Tampa, they probably thought they were one and done, or that most people did. And all of a sudden, they got on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was the greatest coaching job ever by Tom Coughlin, to beat the teams that they had to beat on the road through the playoffs, and then you go beat an undefeated Patriots team. But there's enough talent here. They statistically have the number one offense in the year. They have the most big plays of any team in the NFL offensively. They can run the ball. They obviously can throw it. So putting your finger on why they haven't played well, I can't really do that because some of the numbers support it. The defense doesn't take the ball away.
No.
That's one thing. They're going
long. That's a big thing. Yep.
Yeah, and it's been that way for 3-4 years now. But they don't take it away, and to anticipate them being a team that's going to get a bunch of takeaways probably isn't going to happen.
Mm. Listen, I like Dak, and obviously doing a national show, we have had Dak on our radar now for a couple of years. First, when Tony went down and Dak came in, remember his first game at the Coliseum in his first preseason game, we're like, wow, This kid's making some throws. We like him. He's big. He's strong. He seems to have a slow heartbeat. He's a good leader, as we learned fairly fast. It seemed like the veterans, he commanded their respect. I have no issues with Dak. I think I would pay him. I know they're going to. But what I don't get here, Babe, why is Dak Prescott throwing 49 times and Zeke is running the ball 12? How does that happen?
Yeah, they certainly got away from it in the second half there, maybe a little too soon. Obviously they fell behind. You're back down 26-7. It's going to become throw for the rest of the game, but they were in it for a while. And to me, there were two key plays. Both of them were field goals, but they had a chance before the half to make that thing. Now that one did get tipped. So I give Maher, you have to give him a break there. The ball got tipped, mm-hmm. but they had a chance to cut it there to a 3-point game. And then they come back in the second half. And Buffalo kicks a field goal, so it's 16-7, but they've got a chance to kick their field goal in the ensuing possession make it a 16-10 one possession game. Puts a little pressure on Buffalo. You play a little differently, I think, when you know you're one score away from being behind. But he missed that kick, and Buffalo goes the length of the field, and for the most part, that game was over.
We're talking to Babe Laufenberg, who is part of the Cowboys broadcast team. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Babe, also former NFL quarterback. You know, I said this to start the show, Babe, and I'm curious where you sit on this. Jason Garrett is largely conservative. So when he goes for 4th-and-1 from his own 19, I'm sitting there and I'm sitting with a house full of Texans Cowboy fans, my in-laws. I'm saying, yeah, that's a pretty aggressive move by Jerry, because I know that Garrett didn't just do that. Jason's basically doing that, in my opinion, at that point, to almost placate the owner. Like, he's lost his own. Now he's kind of getting away from who he is. And to me, I think players feel that. Did you feel the same way?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. That, I mean, obviously he wasn't in communication with Jerry on that 4th-and-1, but I will tell you, if you go back to it, there was a spot on that, and it looked like McDermott would challenge a spot. I apologize. I'm kind of drawing a blank on, did he challenge? I don't think he did.
Mm-mm.
So I thought that, so that was at the end of the quarter. I thought they'd given the Cowboys the first down. They remarked it. They set it down. They saw first down. So when I see the offense on the field, right?
Yeah.
I look up and I'm like, wait a minute. They didn't give him a first. It is still 4th down.
Yeah.
And I hope the Elias Sports Bureau, maybe this stat is out there. I wonder the last team that has gone for it in the first half of a ball game on 4th-and-1 at their own 19.
It's amazing.
I can't imagine. There's another one out there. But it just shocked me. Not because of Jason and conservative. He does. Let me just say this. There's a notion he's conservative. Last year, I think only Philadelphia went for it more on 4th-and-1. And we know Doug Peterson's a little bit, I don't want to say a gambler, but you know he's very aggressive in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a misnomer that Jason's conservative when it comes to 4th-and-1. They go for a lot. But to go for it there, I was saying, oh my goodness. It's one thing if you go for it, if you make it, it leads to points, right? All it did was lead to a new set of downs at your own 20.
So, I know. You know, obviously doing the Cowboys, you know, you're wrapped up in the NFC East and you get the occasional out-of-conference battle, and obviously that was yesterday. And the Bills don't have a huge national profile at all. That's an understatement. So I don't know how much you've actually had a chance to really thoroughly watch Josh Allen at his craft as a second-year quarterback. What did you think he was coming in, and watching him play, did it change your mind? What do you think he is as a quarterback right now?
Well, you're exactly right. They're not a national team. You don't get to, I don't see him on Monday night. I don't see him on Sunday night. And doing Cowboy games, obviously, for the most part, Sunday or whenever they're playing, I don't get a chance to see all the other NFL games. And I do get to see the NFC East. I do get to see a lot of, obviously, our marquee teams. You know, Green Bay, the Rams are putting on. You
Saints.
See four or five of those games just by
Saints.
Watching. Yeah.
Sure. Yep.
Watched the Saints last night.
Ravens.
But you don't. I hadn't seen Buffalo. So I went back, obviously, prepping for the game. I went back, looked at tape of Josh Allen, went back, looked at the New England game because I wanted to kind of get a little barometer on that, because the Cowboys just played New England the week before. And I was impressed, but and obviously his numbers were much better over the course of the last 6-7 games. I think he had 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So you could see a guy getting better, as you would expect, with this just being his second year. But what I saw yesterday in person, just extremely impressed with. Accurate with the ball. We knew he was a big, strong, physical, athletic guy. He could run.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that. But, boy, he just made so many good decisions with the football. When to throw it into a tight spot, when to dump it off, when to get rid of it. I thought he was just excellent yesterday. And I can only imagine the confidence that he's going to gain for that, because they don't play national games. You know,
no.
So that was a big stage for him yesterday. And I think the country kind of saw, boy, that Buffalo team is pretty good. Maybe 9-3 isn't a fluke. And that Josh Allen's pretty good as well.
For sure. You know, McDermott's got a nice culture. He's doing a good job. That's Babe Laufenberg, the Cowboys radio analyst, former NFL quarterback. Just how much has the Cowboys offensive line eroded? Because at one point, not that long ago, they were for sure, definitively the best in the game. I know they're still good, but there's some attrition there. Where are they at now?
Yeah, I mean, Tyron Smith is getting a little older at left tackle. You never saw him get beaten. He really had his hands full with Douglas yesterday. I mean, that was well, he had his hands full. We'll leave it at that. Travis Frederick, obviously out all of last year with the Guillain-Barré syndrome. He's back. He's not the same player right now that he was. Hopefully he will get back to that. But, you know, you take a year off of football, just in life, it's going to be – you're not going to be as good coming back. And then to have the illness that he did and trying to make it back. So Zach Martin, to me, one of, if not the best guards in football. He's been beat up. He had a back injury in training camp, and they've been nursing that throughout the season. He's got a knee injury. So he's still good, but he's – is he that dominating player that he was when he was healthy? He's not. So kind of across the board, I don't want to say slippage, but, you know, if you go individually man by man, if the guy was a 9, if you rate him 1 to 10, this guy's now an 8. This guy was a 8, this guy's now a 7.
Yeah.
So there's a little slippage there, but they're still pretty good up front. There's a lot of teams that would love to have those 5 in front of them.
No question. No doubt. Hey, listen, babe, I appreciate it. Obviously, it's the holiday, and I know that you're juggling. You worked yesterday. Early happy holiday season to you in terms of Christmas. If you celebrate, I'm not sure if you do, but have
a great
– you do. Merry Christmas to you. I know it's a little early to start saying Merry Christmas, but since I won't see you, you know, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Brandon. You too. Thank you.
You got it. Babe Laufenberg, part of the Cowboys Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.